the members of Sligo Green Lake Co-op were actually funding, or part funding, I think, with Sligo County Council, the feasibility study for the Sligo section of the railway. Now, that feasibility study would cost a lot less than €70,000. So he could have funded the Sligo Greenway feasibility study instead of funding engineering drawings for a bridge that's not going to be built. I mean, this man, he's become a complete and utter... How he could do this, because he was so against waste when he was writing as a journalist, etc. And now he's got his pen on the ministerial paper. He seems to think he can do what he wants.